back again, and I have Pierre Wilson. And I mean, you call yourself like the best dressed cowboy. Or do people call you that? Because I mean, I agree with it. You got some major swag, bro. So kind of like
that's actually kind of self proclaimed. Like I was like, I noticed like my videos just made so many people mad, and I'd like never claim to be like a cowboy currently, and like my videos are obviously about, you know, fashion and promoting like Western culture and teaching people how to dress, really, and kind of the do's and don'ts of like Western culture and fashion, because there's definitely those things, right? Like I could go into so many examples, but like jean stack and what boot to wear with a certain jean, the proper ways to tie a wild rag, the proper ways to shape your hat for the type of kind of work that you do. There's so many things that are actually real in cowboy culture and Western culture that comes to fashion. And everybody just seemed to be so mad because I never posted anything where I was actually like working with my horses or, you know, working with cows or anything. Cause I'm just a calf roper, but.
So you get some shit then for, I mean, so like people will give you shit and say maybe like, he's not a real cowboy. Like he'll dress the part, but that's all that is.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
There's like, a stupid saying. Yeah. There's a stupid saying that everybody who's not a cowboy says, like all hat, no cowboy or whatever, or all hat, no cattle or whatever. And I'm like, nobody who actually has like cattle, it has time to even, is working cattle, has time to even comment negative stuff on Facebook consistently like these people do. It's always the same people. You literally see the same people like commenting. I don't know. It's a lot. It's definitely not 50-50, but there's a lot of fucking haters. And can we cuss on this? Can we cuss?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
All right.
Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want, of course.
But, I wouldn't say it's like 50-50 haters, but there's a good percentage of people who just like, I don't know why, but they see somebody doing something other. Like, I don't understand how you think you're going to see somebody work cattle, because it's not like you go out there and you're like, let me grab my camera and film me actually, you know, trying to ride or trying to rope or
whatever it might be. Do you now? So like, where did you grow up then? So like because I don't know for your end of things, obviously the comment section is the comment section, and I get the lucky experience of being able to ask the questions to the, you know, people like you who maybe they can't see past that. Right. So like for you, like, give me that when for you growing up, because you've done like a lot of really cool things. You've worked with a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
You know, so like kind of give me that growing up and like what that was like. Was that a blue collar life at that point for you all the time?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I was thinking about this the other day, but, you know, like my whole life was like work. I never thought I'd be like where I am today, where I can like literally use my brain to make money and kind of, dude, I can repost old videos and like videos are like compounding right now, making money as we speak. It might not be a lot, but it's doing, I'm literally making money from YouTube videos and TikTok videos as we speak. And growing up, my first job ever, because I was like this bad kid in like elementary school and middle school, I was like fighting, like I don't know why, I was just like getting anger out, you know, like
for real. Don't seem like that kind of person at all. I can't even kind of see that.
I get like, honestly, bro, like I found peace like with horses and stuff. Like when I was in high school, I had like freaking eight or nine horses. Nine after I had that colt, but I had like nine horses I had to take care of like as a kid in high school, like my freshman year and actually like eighth grade. I had to take care of all these horses through high school, and it just kind of like got all of that negativity out of me, because like my fight was like with animals, like crazy animals that were trying to kill me. Like my dumbass just thought I was gonna be able to raise nine horses by my fucking self as a high schooler, you know. And I did, you know, just kind of like getting the horses, you know, green broke, ready to ride without killing people.
Yeah.
I got a lot of scars from horses. But no, I started out, you know, having to go live with my uncle because I was like fighting all the time. I was just like if anybody said anything to me, I was like ready to go. I was like a fit little kid too. Okay. I remember I used to do this thing. I was like, yeah, punch me in my stomach. I got abs. Like I never worked out a day in my life as a kid, but I was just like naturally fit, you know. I guess because I thought I was tough, people wanted to like test me as like a dumbass little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fought a lot like in elementary school and middle school, and I had to go live with my uncle. I can't remember the exact years, man. Time goes by. But he was he did construction or whatever, and like my first job was like laying bricks. Like I was just laying bricks as a kid for like 2 years. I actually learned how to lay a foundation as a freaking kid. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because that's not something that's easy to do, that's for sure.
Yeah. Dude, I remember it so well. I remember like pouring in. I remember like pouring in porches or whatever. After we'd build like the foundation and everything, we'd like pour in the porch, and we would like take all the like concrete bags and all the trash and throw them under the porch. So now, like, when I go look at like a house, I'm like, yeah, there's probably so much trash under this porch right here.
That's you already know do. What it is.
Yeah, we just take like all the shit because like the porch is sealed in, right? And we'll just like take all the trash and just throw it in.
And that was it. Yeah. You just leave this job site.
And then fucking pour the concrete in, and it's fucking.
I feel like I've seen that before. I feel like you're definitely not the only one that does that.
Yeah.
It's like a trick of the trade for everybody. It's like they're like fucking mark they leave for everybody when
literally,
they leave.
Bro. Like, if you ever break that concrete, there's probably so much shit down there.
Oh, yeah. So do you, so then, where did you grow up? Where is this happening?
Yeah, you asked that. I kind of like went far left.
Yeah, no, you're good. No, you're good. I'll bring you back every time.
So I was raised in Dunn, North Carolina, and like Benton, North Carolina area. We lived on this road. It's called Fairground Road. I know a lot of people. I'm going to know that road. It's like the only road in Dunn, North Carolina that's longer than like 5 miles. Whenever I went to go live with my uncle, I lived in like Fayetteville for a little bit for like 2 years. And everybody will know Fayetteville. It's like the ghettoest place in North Carolina. Like, we don't even claim it in North Carolina. It's like not the country at all.
It's that bad.
Yeah. But so I grew up pretty much in a small town where everybody knows everybody. And
you grew up around horses and cattle. Is that like something that like you grew up around?
Yeah. So that uncle actually.
Is that how becoming a cowboy became a thing for you?
So that uncle actually that taught me how to lay bricks and shit. He's actually like my first experience with like a cowboy, right? Like this dude, like I didn't know about like white cowboy culture. So when I got to social media, but when I got to high school, I got to learn more about like white cowboy culture, because I was around like my dad, I was around our farm out in Henderson, North Carolina, and I was around my uncle who was a cowboy, and they're all black, you know what I mean? So as a kid, obviously you're like kind of sheltered. You don't get out around people that aren't like family friends, you know what I mean? Like that's right. Just the way it is. And so my uncle was like this rough, you know, cowboy. Like he would hop on like just studs. Let me not say studs, but stallions for people who don't know what like a stud is, but like an unbroke freaking horse or whatever. And he'd ride him out like as an old dude, man. Like, so like my uncle was my grandmother's brother. It wasn't my dad's brother.
I got it. It was your great uncle.
Yeah. So like he's like,
is that why they sent him you with him? Cause like they knew he'd like set your ass straight.
Oh yeah.
There was like no doubt. Or
if anybody was going to set my ass straight, it was this motherfucker for sure. Like this dude was a hand, man. Like he was fucking rough.
Yeah.
He'd hop on a horse at fucking 50 years old and ride him out. And if I fucked up, he'd fucking have me out there in the river. I mean, in the pond in the fucking behind the house. And he'd be like, keep going further.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So do you, so like, but okay, so continue. I'm sorry. I cut you off a little bit there.
So yeah, Dunn in Benson, North Carolina, small town. Everybody knows everybody. We had 3 bars. We lost 2 of them. And that's what we did on the weekends growing up. But it was really cool. It was a cool experience coming from a small town. It's very different, like being out here now in Nashville, because it's like, fucking everybody knows your business, right? Mm-hmm. It's something we were talking about earlier. It's like in a small town, you learn this process of climbing social ladders real fast, like real quick, because you're like, you're either gonna be a shit bag and everybody's gonna know it, or you're gonna be a fucking good person. You're gonna go work for your fucking money. You're gonna have the clean truck, and everybody's gonna fucking know it. Everybody knows what the
right.
Fuck
there's really
doing.
No flying below the radar.
Yeah, there's no fucking flying under the radar, right? Yeah. If you're the dude who flies under the radar, everybody knows you as the dude who flies under the radar, and that's kind of weird, you know. So yeah, it's that was very beneficial. Is growing up in a small town and learning how to actually navigate through status in life, I guess. Like,
was that motivation for you? Did you want to get out of? Because like, here's where you're kind of interesting. You seem to love the country cowboy lifestyle, mm-hmm. but you still immerse yourself in the scene that is almost the opposite of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it's funny because I think this, especially telling that story about my uncle and actually getting that experience and why the cowboy culture kind of hit me immediately, right? Like even as a kid, like that's what I was into. And I just kind of wanted to perfect it, but my grandmother was a perfectionist, right? If there's anybody who was ever good at navigating the room, being good at style, you know, She was a very eccentric type of person. She had the most incredible style I've ever seen in my life. Like, nobody till this day had style as unique as this woman. And so she raised me primarily, for the most part anyway, and I was always intrigued by her style, and I tried to understand how she did what she did mentally, how she put textiles together and colors together to make the things that she did. And so when I finally was able to dress myself, I'd probably look like an idiot most of the time, but I was really trying to put things together that I felt like looked good. I feel like a lot of people didn't do that. Like, growing up, a lot of people would just throw on, you know, a pair of jeans and a shirt that was clean and they'd go about their day. But like, my grandmother wasn't like that, and I wasn't about to be like that. I wanted to put, you know, I wanted to put shit together properly.
So that's a big part of your day then, every day, when you wake up in the morning, picking out what you're going to wear, deciding on what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's something that people really don't understand about, like, what I do and how I turned it into making videos. Like, I was raised around this, right? I was raised about cowboy culture, you know, farming, the roughest cowboy I ever met in my life, and a grandmother who is incredibly stylistic, just talented as crap when it comes to putting things together. And so, like, my brain when I wake up, bro, like, this outfit took me no time to come up with. In my mind, I was like, oh, just got those boots, black Wranglers, want to wear with them. Just got this fucking Chris Young shirt, yeah, free my sick boy. This vest, this jacket was hanging up on the door, right? Like, I just, my mind knows what's going to go together as far as colors go.
Right away, but you had just been doing it for so long.
Yeah, I've been doing it for so long. Like, I don't have to think about, not even when I go to, like, serious events, you know, I might put a little bit more thought into it, but it's like, it would take somebody a while. Like, and that's why I guess my videos get kind of like, you know, traction, because people are like, damn, it's interesting that this guy can put this together like this. And I just want to help people do that. And if you do it long enough, you'll be able to kind of understand what colors are going to go with what and what materials are going to go with what, and what leathers are going to go with what, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's not this thing that takes a lot of time like people think. Like, people think I just spend my life getting dressed, and I've been remodeling a house for the past, you know, 2 months. Like, I get to do the things I want to do. I get to invest. I get to look good. But looking good is just, it's an important thing in my life. But it's,
yeah, it
not
makes you feel good about yourself. Yeah. I understand. Now you're in the National Guard now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're in the Army?
Yeah, I was in the Army for 8 years. And then, so like my last year in the Army, I started doing like the videos or whatever, and they started taking off, and I had to make that decision. Do I want to keep splitting my time between the Army and trying to make these videos? And it's kind of funny, because I was going harder then than I am now, and I had a full-time job, you know, as far as making content goes. But I get to mess with more investments and stuff like this, hang out with friends more, so much more freedom. But yeah, I did 8 years, and I had to make that decision. Do I get out, or do I stay in and keep trying to do it there? And I decided to just at least take a year break.
Yeah.
And try and work on the videos. And luckily, I've been doing that for another year now. Well, over a year now, I've been out and been able to make it a full-time thing. So it's been really cool.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, that's crazy, though, man. So when you were in the Army, though, were you getting any shit from people for doing the stuff that, you know, making the videos you were making, like, kind of when you first kicked it off?
Leadership's always going to kind of fuck with you about it. You know, they're like, the Army comes first. That's just the thing. You got to prioritize whatever, you know, they have for you and what they want you to do.
Right.
But, like, as far as, like, you know, other soldiers go, I mean, they were all pretty supportive. They would all be like, dude, I seen this video. You're, like, popping up on my For You page. Like, they'd be letting me know that my videos were getting out.
And that's
to
great,
them,
too, though, because that makes you feel good, you know, about what you're doing. It kind of reinforces it, right?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, when I started doing these videos, it wasn't for, hell, it wasn't even for me. Like, that's another thing we were talking about earlier. Like, I didn't go into making videos to become famous or anything. I became this person throughout literally my history in life. My background was exactly what I am today.
Yeah.
It just made this fucking person. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to make a fucking TikTok video, I'm going to try and help people understand, you know, Western culture and Western fashion and how easy it is. Like, how easy it is to look like a presentable cowboy and not just a fucking dirty motherfucker all the time. You can actually,
yeah, I get it.
You know, you don't have to just look fucking rough because you are rough. I mean, I grew up laying bricks, fucking getting stepped on by, trampled by horses, fucking my neck fucking bitten off, fucking breaking damn near every finger in my right hand, roping. Like, it, you don't have to, hell, and ribs, riding bulls and everything. Like, dude, you don't have to look like that rough motherfucker just because you are. Like, I want to look presentable. I want to learn how to climb social ladders. I want to learn how to get into the room. And I mean, people, I get questions like this all the time. How'd you meet that person? How'd you meet that fucking person?
Right.
Bro, the honest to God fucking answer is because I looked presentable. I looked good.
Yeah, it's true.
They want to talk to that fucking person. They don't want to talk to you because you're the rough motherfucker. You know, you're all out fucking badass cowboy. You know, you post your fucking horse video, whatever. Like, nobody cares, bro. Like, when it comes out to fucking these motherfuckers that you want to meet, you do it by looking presentable. You do it by shaking hands firm. That's it.
Yeah.
But
I agree with that. Now, have you ridden bulls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought I read that about you.
Yeah.
And I was kind of curious as to what it's like to ride a bull.
Because
I don't think I'd fucking do that. Because I think I'd hurt myself for sure, actually.
Well, it's kind of funny, you know. Don't drink coffee before. You're going to be as nervous as you've ever been in your life every time, pretty much. You're going to be shaking. You got to do your little dance, get the energy out. But it's like, I don't know, man. Imagine 8 seconds being 8 minutes. You know, imagine 8 seconds being the longest fucking time frame in your life.
I kind of want to try it once. You know? But no, I mean, I do want to try it once. I think it would be something that would be fun to try. I think it would be fun to do. I think it would be fun to say I did it. But I feel like you really fucking, you know, hurt yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what's the worst injury you've ever seen from that?
Bro, I've seen people die.
Do you start on, like, a starter bull? Or are you starting out on, like, like, what, you know?
Yeah.
It's you're kinda, not going right for it, right?
It's kind of rude to call, like, the contractor's bull, like a pussy bull or, like, a walking bull or something like that, but yeah, you'll start out on like a walking bull, basically. Like, he'll get out, maybe give you a couple jumps. I mean, you can, or you could just go full send. I recommend just going full send, because if you get on a walking bull, I mean, you still got the fucking opportunity to get hurt. Because just because he walks out, don't mean he's not going to turn around and try to hook you. So, you know, if I'm going to do it, I'm just going full send. I'm going to rough it out first time. Hold on tight. Squeeze as much as you can with your heels and your fucking legs. And just hold on.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to like bull riding events? Or any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, but I learned pretty quickly I didn't want to ride fucking bulls and kind of just focused on roping because, man, I was getting hurt a lot. And I had actually, when I first started riding bulls, I was riding left-handed and switched over to right-handed because I had broke my left hand. And so I switched over to riding right-handed and I was a little bit better at that actually. And, yeah, but yeah, I didn't, you know, I went to events and stuff, but I just get on one. Yeah. Just get on one. See how you like it.
We should go bull riding. That'd be fucking crazy.
No, we can go, man.
I really think I'd be good at it. Not really. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I don't think I'd be good at it.
There's a little practice pen in Clarksville, Tennessee. You can go out there and get on one.
Oh, really? Did you hear that? They got bull riding in Clarksville.
Yeah. You go out there and get on
one. That's funny.
I thought there like
I'd put you on a bull, Riley Mile. That'd be fucking hilarious.
When I moved out here, I thought there'd be more like stuff like that, more you know, bull ridings and you know, jackpots and stuff like that. But nah.
So tell me how you built your social media following. I mean, you have a ton of people following you. You have like over 100,000 on YouTube, over 500,000 on TikTok. I mean, you got a lot of people that like really tune into what you're doing. And like, what do you think that like was the key to victory there? And why do you think like. Like, who is your audience, I guess, is my question.
Dude, I think my audience is everybody, which is kind of, you know, I'm very, like, libertarian. I'm very, like, you know, people first type thing, fuck the government type of energy. So I do have, like, I wouldn't say a strong political standpoint on my content, but I think the majority of the people who watch my stuff are just intrigued by people who are 100% themselves.
Right.
Because I didn't like the answer to your question is like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I grew that shit. The only reason I did is by being my fucking self, dude.
Right.
Like, if I feel like making a video, I make it. Nobody persuades me into doing shit. No sponsor makes me do nothing. Like, I work with the sponsors I want to work with. I work with the people I want to work with. And, you know, if I don't work with you, I'm sorry. It's probably because I didn't want to.
Like, what's your every day then? I really am kind of curious. Like, what do you do every day?
Bro, I have, like, the best dog in the world. He's, like, my duck dog. We do a lot of training. I, like, train him every day a little bit. So, I wake up and feed that motherfucker. And then we just go do fun shit. We like to go just fucking go to the river, kind of throw the bumper with him and stuff, do some training. And then I'll go check on, like, other animals and stuff like that, feed. It's really feeding in the mornings and stuff like that. And sometimes, hell, I don't roll out of bed till 12, and then it's still feeding, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the lucky days. Then after that, shit, I look at trucks on Facebook Marketplace. I try and find 7.3 diesels to buy. There's probably like a bunch of guys out there, and they're like, yeah, motherfucker, message me. I'm like fucking sending messages every day just trying to find a good deal on 7.3s.
Why, are you just creaming your pants over those right now?
Yeah, fucking John Party has one. I just texted him the other day. He won't sell it to me, man. He's got this beautiful like pewter colored one, man, I've been trying to get from him.
I saw a brand new 7.3 the other day at the auction, and I think it was fucking sweet.
Yeah, my buddy.
Yeah, I did.
7.3 diesel?
Nope. It was a, what's the gas one that's out right now?
Oh, the 7.3
it's
gas.
It's a 7.3.
Yeah, 7.3 yeah. Gas.
No, it's a gas one, but that, yeah, no, it wasn't the diesel.
Yeah.
It was the 6, oh, man, the 6.7s are the ones that are out right now.
Yeah, 6.7 diesels.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be buying one of those too. I want a King Ranch too, but I just want to get like a really mint white crew cab, short bed, red interior, fucking 7.3 power stroke.
You've already picked this out, huh?
1997. Dude, I look at them every fucking day. This is what I do. After like,
so you just got to find the right one. That's all you're waiting for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks, man. When you're looking for a specific car and you can't find it. Yeah. Are you a truck guy? Like you seem to be cowboy through and through, strictly. You know, you don't ever venture outside of that at all in your style?
No. I'm really interested. I love style. Like, I remember, like, I was at the, CMA Fest type shit. I'd seen Parker McCollum. He was rocking some, I think he was rocking some Jordans or something like that.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this fucking movie. I can't even remember the name of the movie where the guy's wearing fucking sneakers in it. It's like old cowboy movie. But, we got to talking about like Garth Brooks style wearing sneakers and just how like everybody used to wear like sneakers back in the day. I only own like two pair of fucking sneakers. Like I own like a pair of Blazers and some other fucking Nikes or something. But I kind of like some PF Flyers. But I kind of like to mix in like that look sometimes. Like I like the old Allen Jackson tucking in like a baseball jersey look. Like the they just had fucking swag, dude.
What about Von Miller? I saw you starching his pants.
Yeah.
With a buckle. Like, what happened? How'd that all come about?
Hell.
Because Von Miller's a legend.
Well, we've like, been following. Yeah, we've been following each other for a while. I don't watch sports, dude. Like going back to your cowboy through and through thing, bro. It's like literally my thing is horses, trucks. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
So cowboys don't watch football? I feel like cowboys watch football.
I feel like they do, but I fucking
you don't.
I didn't have time for it. Like, yeah. I was trying to, like, if I wasn't fucking with horses, I was trying to figure out a way to make money to fuck with horses. Like, growing up, that's what I did. And I didn't really have, like, I didn't have much of a father figure. And the one I did, didn't watch sports. And my dad was, like, I don't think my dad watched sports. Like, my dad was, you know, he was always on the farm, too. Like, he was, like, on my grandfather's farm. They didn't do shit but work.
Right.
So, no, I was never around like anybody who watched football growing up.
I believe that. What's your like your favorite part, I'm assuming, about a lot of the videos that you're making that are like obviously incorporating style. Do you ever feel like when you get maybe some hate in the comments or something like how does that like affect you? I know we kind of spoke about a little bit with people who say, "Oh, you're not a real cowboy" or whatever it might be. Like, how does that affect you mentally? Is that something that really, like, fucking bothers you?
It's kind of funny. I made this video the other day, and, like, the caption was, my grandma used to say, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. My mentality about hate is, like, fucking weird, because I don't do it. Like, I don't hate anybody. I don't hate on anybody doing anything. Like, I really don't. Like, you do whatever the fuck you want to do. I want to mind my business. If I don't like it, I'm not going to say shit. If you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense to me when I see it. I'm like, why the fuck does this motherfucker just hate me? And if he does, why even say it? Why is he even fucking opening his mouth?
Yeah, people are keyboard warriors, though, right? Yeah. I mean, that's really what you get.
And a lot of these motherfuckers are kids, and they don't realize how old I am. We didn't grow up in a fucking era where you just talk shit. I grew up, and I want everybody to know this. I grew up in, like, MySpace days, right?
Yeah.
Where your friends were actually your fucking friends. They just weren't people from all over the fucking world.
Well, I feel like at the same time, dude, like, back in the day when that happened, everybody was so, like, being like, hey, be careful of internet.
Yeah.
You know, predators and bullshit like that, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Right? It was like the you know.
Yeah, it's pretty new to even connect social media to anything. Right, like to connect people through the internet, through anything. Yeah. We were using that fucking dial-up shit, sending emails. And I remember when that thing come out where it was like fucking FaceTime, but like you'd be on there, you could like talk to random people.
Oh,
like,
chat roulette.
I fucking grew up in the MySpace days where like if you talked shit, we're like, I know fucking Billy down the road ain't fucking talk shit. We gonna go over there and beat his ass in his front yard.
Right.
But that's literally how it fucking was. It wasn't like you're gonna say some stupid shit and think nobody's gonna fucking find you. Fuck nobody. You live 5 minutes across town, we get over there.
Yeah, it's just not like that anymore because I think it's just gotten to the point where the internet reaches so much farther.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that like any sort of hatred, especially with an influencer for yourself that does have such a large following, that obviously it's important that you kind of just don't pay attention to those things.
Yeah,
because that's the kind of shit that will dig at you.
Yeah,
you know, and people don't realize that because, you know how it is. I mean, somebody says something or whatever it might be. And usually the times I find myself frustrated with anything is when somebody's right. And I'm like, you know what? Damn you, man. You know, like that's
I can tell you, man, anybody who ever had anything really bad to say about me probably won't write, bro, because I'm on my fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, man, I don't believe in that hate shit. I don't hate on anybody. And I don't read the comments because it does bother me. It does get under my skin because when people hate you, bro, it's like, or have something evil to say. You feel like you did something wrong. You gotta look at yourself, right? You gotta turn around and be like, damn, am I a fucking fake cowboy? Does calf roping not count? Does fucking raising goddamn Angus not count? I don't understand. You know, like, you start looking at shit like, what the fuck am I doing wrong?
Right, absolutely.
You know, you get enough motherfuckers hating, you have to look at yourself, right? I mean, if enough motherfuckers say you goddamn pee your pants, you might want to check your pants. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. I think though, like, I think what's crazy too about like social media in general is as well as like the amount of time people are spending on it all day, right? So for you, of course, the stream of income, right? Social media, all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something where now you're very like you're on the app maybe more, or do you like feel a certain way about somebody who maybe sits and watches all kinds of TikTok videos or YouTube videos all day? Like, what's your opinion on that? Because I mean, you obviously have skin in the game with it.
Yeah.
Right.
About social media. Well, shit, I go to fucking TikTok to research shit. You know, like I'll get on there and try and figure out stuff sometimes. I was looking at floor choices, wall colors and shit like that. So it's a beneficial tool.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But I'm not the type of person to stay on there, and I understand my videos bring some type of knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it kind of helps people with something. But I've always hated cringe talkers. People get on there and shake ass or fucking twirl dick, that's what I call it. Like, just grabbing attention. Those are the people who just want to be fucking famous, right?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't give a fuck about being famous. The only reason I continue to do this is because everywhere I go, somebody's like, dude, your videos helped me with this. Your videos helped me find style, or I bought those boots because of you. They're fucking amazing. That's why I keep making videos, bro. Sometimes I don't have that motivation. Sometimes I don't leave the fucking house. I'm sitting there working on the floor, or I'm sitting here trying to move horses fucking around or something.
Yeah, you're just ditching this social media influencer lifestyle just for a little bit.
Yeah.
You just do your regular
thing. And sometimes I don't get that motivation, and I'm like, fuck. Like, right now I'm going on a dry spell, probably like fucking a week without actually going to work in my film studio and actually making videos or anything like that.
Right.
So yeah, I feel differently about it. You know, I feel mutual about it. I don't get on there just to find fucking twirling dick entertainment. You know,
yeah,
like, I don't give a fuck about I got friends on there to do shit like that. I'm not going to give any examples because, fuck, it might be something one of my friends did. But I don't get on there.
You get a lot of people that do that, though. I've talked to a couple people. I did an interview with somebody that she sings and she does OnlyFans, and she's an absolute sweetheart of a fucking human. And, you know, but, like, it's almost like in a weird way, bro. Like, it's almost hard to blame some of these women who get on there and shake their ass and their titties all around.
Yeah.
You know, because we've all made it seem like it's okay. Yeah. Like, we all throw our hands up and say, oh, my God, I can't believe you're doing that. And then the girl's making $100,000 a month. It's like, well, yeah, you're not going to, you know what I mean? Why are you going to be, how are you going to hate on that? Because you can't tell me.
I'm going to hate on it.
I'm going to hate on it. If someone said to you, wait, Pierre. If someone said to you, Pierre, listen, bro, I'm going to give you $1 million. I'm going to give you $1.5 million a year, right? Mm-hmm. And you just got to swing King Dingling around on the fucking camera.
Yeah.
You're telling me you wouldn't do it.
You said how much?
Exactly. That's the whole point. There's a number for everything. There's a number for everything.
But no.
But a 1.5 million is the number I said.
1.5 million, twirling dick. For the year? No.
1.5 million for the year.
Twirling dick? No, I'm not doing it.
You only got to make one video a month, though.
That's
12 videos for 1.5 million.
That's a good deal.
That's a great deal.
I might take it.
You would take it. I would also take it.
Like, I'm not letting dudes in, though. Like, my OnlyFans is female-only subscribers.
Really?
Yeah, nobody's fucking... Dude, you... Who that's gives weird, a bro. Shit?
Why? Who cares? Why would you care?
See, this is where I said I don't... Where I was getting where I don't agree
this
with
is, right? He's almost like, Roger, you don't have a moral compass.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? Like, when a woman does that, she gives away all morality, bro. Like, you have no moral compass. You all give right. away your dignity for the rest of your life. Because all it takes is one fucking person. It takes one person, bro. Think about this shit, right? Imagine that there's dudes subscribing to your shit. I morally can't accept the fact that some dude somewhere with a picture of me twirling dick around.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life and his existence, just like, fuck yeah, man, I'm gonna fucking have a go at it. You know? Fuck no. But women give away that same morality whenever they decide they're just gonna throw their fucking pussy out there.
For people
to look at forever.
I still think, though, for you or for anybody, I think if it was put in front of your face, like for these women, right? We'll talk about these women particularly. They're being put in a space where they're just able to do it, and all they have to do is have a cell phone.
Yeah,
that's it. Like, that's literally all you need. All you need is a cell phone, and I mean, there's a nice body, and then you can just go on there. And you can work it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think, like, it's for easy. Me, if
it's the easy yeah. way out, right? Everybody yeah. can do something easy, bro. It'd be easy for us to be like, damn, you know, we got a lot of guns. We should go to the fucking goddamn bank and ride some bitch. It'd be yeah. easy for us to do. And even if we get away with it, we got to deal with that mentally for the rest of our fucking lives. The same way they have to deal with this stupid decision they made.
I don't know. I feel like robbing a bank and flicking your bean on a fucking
I think it's equivalently the same fucking thing.
Really?
I think so, dude. It used to be a fucking... It's illegal to fucking... Bro, sex crimes are a thing for a fucking reason, right? It's a vulnerable fucking thing. Just the same way fucking guns have their own fucking... laws and shit.
So then my question then, do you believe that it should be do you think prostitution should be illegal?
I don't think it should, but I think you should accept the fact that you're a fucking prostitute. Right? Like,
I agree.
If you're selling sex, you're selling sex. Sex work is fucking sex work.
Yeah, and the real reason I like talking about this too is because for the reason I say any of this is because I've interviewed people that have done those kinds of things, like OnlyFans and yeah. stuff like that. And you're kind of sitting on a complete opposite side of that spectrum where you've really built it where you've actually created a niche for people to love you for the life you're living.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And you're really just being yourself.
Providing, like, I want to just provide, like, positivity.
Yeah, but I'm saying for, like, $1 million.
I'm not saying I would
put my wiener everywhere.
I'm just saying I got to draw the line somewhere, and I'm drawing the line at fucking dudes whacking their shit to any fucking photo of me. I just really? Morally couldn't accept that. The same way I wouldn't want.
I think you'd be fine.
I wouldn't, like, here's the thing, right? Like, if my, I'm not even going to use my mother as an example. That's sinful. But the mother of my child, right? The future mother of my child, right?
Right.
She, our fucking kids are at school. Some kids like, oh my God, fucking peers or fucking, let's just say my kid's name is Billy. Billy's mom has fucking tits on the internet. It's fucking tits. You have to morally accept that the moment you fucking start that shit. The same way I have to morally accept.
Billy's a class hero for that now, at that point.
But I'm an embarrassment as a man.
No, you're not.
Dad's a fuck up.
I don't think dad's a fuck up. I think the true perception of that entire thing would actually be.
Do you want to? I think the person that would feel
the worst would be Billy and your, you know what I mean, your wife.
And I should be embarrassed as a man.
I don't know.
This is aggressive. I hate to even get this deep into it because I'm sure I have friends that are all OnlyFans and shit like that. I mean, it's aggressive, but that's just the way I think about it, right? Like,
no, you're not hating on them. You know, you just disagree. That's all it is. Yeah, I understand.
I don't think they realize how much they're giving away as a woman. Like, no genuine man wants some girl whose pussy's out there for the world to see.
I agree with that.
I would like to be surprised the first time. I would never date
anybody that had an OnlyFans.
I would never.
I wouldn't. I agree with that. I'm supportive of the people that, you know, are doing it. With that, I don't have OnlyFans. I'm not like financially supportive of it. But if that's what they want to do, I'll rock with you still.
Yeah, I won't subscribe to that shit.
Yeah.
I won't buy it.
But I will say, you know, if there was a market for me on OnlyFans, you can bet on that.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, are you willing to give away all that morality? I can't accept without a guarantee. Yeah, I can't accept the fact some old fucking crusty dude's gonna be somewhere with a naked fucking picture of me wagging his dick. I mentally can accept.
I'm honestly gonna figure out a way to get a naked picture of you and make sure an old crusty dude gets it.
Not even just not so even know. For a million.
It's
not
weird, but it's 0.5
for the year. I couldn't accept it.
Do you
I couldn't accept it for any amount of money. I couldn't morally accept that. And I feel like a woman shouldn't morally accept for any amount of money the fact that her kid is going to see her pussy on the fucking internet.
I get that. Do you feel like for you with your videos, when you have other influencers or celebrities or whatever that might be following it, do you ever how does that change things for you maybe a little bit? Are you like, wow, I'm like really doing good? Like, are you somebody that's very proud of yourself? Or are you somebody that's like, I'm, you know, this still isn't good enough. I got to get better. I want to do more. You know what I mean? Like, are you content with where you're at, or are you still pushing really hard?
No, dude, I think anybody who wants to be successful is never content where they're at. And I'm not saying I want to be successful at social media. I just want to be successful in life. You know?
Right.
I want to accomplish everything that life has to offer for you. You know, like, you want to keep accomplishing as you're on this planet, right? And if that's the path I'm on right now, I want to keep it progressing. And I never care to be this fucking celebrity, right? But I do get to live this fucking crazy life I never thought I would live. It's fucking insane. Like, I come from rough.
It's so wild.
Yeah, I
even
come
just sitting in this house a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You just never know. I don't walk through that door.
Yeah. Like, dude, I never fucking thought I'd get to do any of this shit. So it's awesome. I'm grateful for, you know, everything. I'm grateful for all the friends I've made through it. It's really cool when fucking I get to sit down with Mexican OT or sit down with, you know, Co and talk about style, talk about the things that people notice in me through what I've created through social media. It's fucking sick. It does feel like I actually did something when I get to do that, when I get to fucking style for Von Miller.
I think you should be really proud of yourself for that stuff. I'm serious, because I think you've worked really hard, and then it's not like this just happened. I mean, you earned it, right? Is there somebody that it's like a dream collaboration for you?
A dream collaboration? Huh. No.
Like, I think it would be cool if you did like celebrity, like if you dressed some celebrities.
You know, I've done that, but I would.
Not physically, just tell them what to wear.
I'd like to work with, you know, some people. You know, I've always been a fan of Chris Young. I would like to kind of like work with him on some stuff.
Right.
What just
happened to him?
Some bullshit.
Yeah, but I feel like I watched this video, and just for those of you who are listening and not watching, I believe that the situation, based on what the video shows, was a security guard of some sort.
Yeah, like So they got I don't know if they're called like ALE guys out here, like alcoholic whatever beverage guys that kind of pop in sometimes and make sure everybody has their IDs.
Oh, ATF?
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is. ATF is guns. But
alcohol, tobacco, firearms.
Right? Yeah, you're right. I guess they're everything, huh?
Yeah.
But I don't think they get called to go out. Maybe they do. I don't fucking know.
Maybe not. I really don't know.
Yeah, like the media and the fucking officer tried to make it seem like fucking Chris kind of like hit somebody first or like struck the officer. And then you clearly see in the video that fucking, you know, he just reaches out maybe to like get the guy's attention, talk to him. I wouldn't say that he was trying to stop anybody.
I think he was trying to get his attention, maybe, but there certainly wasn't any sort of malicious intent behind it. And anybody with a fucking pair of eyes could see it.
Yeah, they definitely.
But he pushed him down.
Yeah, like pushed him hard as fuck. They definitely escalated the situation.
Oh, for sure.
An escalation of force. It was fucking aggressive as shit. And that's the thing about fucking law enforcement sometimes, dude. Like, I don't care who you are, man. If you want to throw fucking hands, let's throw hands. Drop that fucking gun.
Right.
You push somebody to the fucking ground like that, throw them into a fucking bar, you should expect me to get up and push you the goddamn same amount.
Absolutely.
Know?
Yeah.
That's what you should expect as a man. You shouldn't be like, oh, now if this motherfucker gets up, I'm going to fucking arrest him or tase him. Hey. Nah, brother, you fucking pushed this motherfucker to the ground. You could have done something else.
Yeah.
You know, you could have fucking said, you know, back the fuck up. Give him the same amount of force he just gave you.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to go before you got there. It's just amazing. Like sometimes the police or whomever, right? Anybody in a place of authority.
Yeah.
Did you experience like any sort of racism or anything coming up where you were from?
Yeah, a lot.
From the police specifically?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so everybody experienced harassment where the fuck I'm from because we're from a small town. Anybody from Dunn, North Carolina fucking knows this shit. But those cops will pull you over for a fucking tint of tail lights, fucking goddamn anything. I mean, I got pulled over for window tint one time with my windows rolled down, and the cop pulled me over just to see if I still had window tint. I said, "Brother, you can't fucking pull me over for that.
It's actually illegal."
But I mean, so everybody got harassed where the fuck I was from, white, black, it didn't matter. Yes, I've experienced a lot of fucking racist things, and I had that conversation the other day. Like, I won't accept people, kind of like baiting me into answering like racist questions in the Western industry because there's so many, you know, black cowboys like that did this way before me. I mean, that are fucking legends like Fred Whitfield and Corey Solomon and fucking so many examples, man. And you know, Bill Pickett, fucking just so many examples of people who actually probably experience a lot of racism, but you don't hear them fucking using that as, you know, feel sorry for me. Fuck no. Those are bad motherfuckers with world records and creating their own rodeo circuit.
I think you stand out more because you don't see it.
Exactly.
I mean, like in a good way. Because I mean, I'm just like being real with you. Like black cowboys aren't exactly what you consider to be a dime a dozen.
Well, I don't think,
you know,
not very many of them have the social media following I do.
That's definitely true.
Let's
be honest. Not many people in general have the social media following that you do.
It put it in front of a lot of people's faces. And I think, which fucking sucks for me because they don't realize that there's a lot of motherfuckers way before me that did this shit that are way better examples of fucking cowboys and Western culture and sharper.
Yeah, but you're just living your truth. It's not like you're out here portraying yourself to be somebody you're not in any sort of capacity. Yeah.
I don't know. I think probably wish they had the platform I do, though, or just or somebody told their story a little bit more because it is so much better than mine.
What are your goals the next couple of months or within the next year? You know,
I just want to get back into rodeo, like, and not for anybody but my fucking self. But like, I just want to get back on a good calf roping horse, man. And fucking, that's it. I mean, I'm dealing with, you know, house sales and stuff, buying new houses and stuff like that. But primarily, you know, I want to work with more people, give away more. Like, I want to give away boots more and help people, like, help random people.
I definitely want to win some boots. So just text me.
Yeah.
Text me when I can win some boots.
Yeah, I'm going to style for, like, followers. You know, that's why I make the videos, that is to help them dress well. I want to style for followers, like, directly, you know, like, physically help them. And not hands-on, obviously, but, like, being there, you know. Yeah, I want to do more of that. Fuck with more horses. Fuck with more content. More YouTube shit. Maybe get Riley Mao to fucking film some shit.
Would you consider yourself to be somebody who, like, from a style standpoint, I know that you have like a lot of fans that are watching you and things like that. Like, I mean, what's that? How often is that engagement? Like, people like really asking you kind of questions or whatever.
Every second.
Is it really?
Yeah, every fucking second somebody's asking me questions.
I believe that.
Yeah, literally every second. Like, no minute goes by where somebody's not, what boot goes best with this? No, what fucking socks do you wear? What fucking boxers? How do you tuck your shirt in? Like, every fucking, at least every minute, there's a question.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And I wish I could answer them all, but I fucking
can't. Have you dealt with any crazy fans?
Yeah, dude. There's this one fucking clown, and I don't know his fucking name. Don't give a fuck. But he's out in, like, Fort Worth or whatever, and he's got, like, I guess he's family that does, like, a rodeo, and he, like, fucking, he always commenting some fucking dumb shit, like, oh, you fucking couldn't come out here and ride. If you come to this rodeo, you're going to have to see my people. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm there all the time. I'll come through that motherfucker, and you're going to have to stand on every fucking bit.
Why don't
of
you
fucking
make a video of you pulling up, dude? That's what you should do.
Because I don't want to get involved with these petty-ass children, bro. It's like I told you, man. Like, these motherfuckers are in the world of talk shit on social media, think you're going to get there and hug them. I mean, I'm sure I've had fucking followers ask me for a fucking, you know, a picture. You know, people who are, like, commenting hate shit all the time. Yeah. You know? I'm sure I had
No one ever says it to your face.
Nobody's going to say shit to my fucking face. No one ever says it to your face. Just like this motherfucker would probably goddamn ask me for a picture if he actually seen me. But,
yeah,
you know. And I'm not saying that, like, I mind anybody asking a picture.
But do you find that a lot down here specifically where you're meeting people that follow you and know who you are?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, that happens, like, every day. But, yeah, this fucking kid, man, it's just like, he's, like, fucking just, you know, throwing threats and shit all the time. Like, yeah, motherfucker, you can do shit around here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, motherfucker, I'll be there fucking tomorrow. And then the motherfucker's like, if you come here, you're getting escorted out by the cops. I'm like, what kind of fucking threat is that? Like, you're fucking, you're talking all this shit. Like, if I show up down there to fucking whoop your ass, now you want to call the cops.
Right.
Like, get the fuck off my channel, bro. If you're not going to fucking at least stand on business and fight me, then shut the fuck up.
You get a lot of that, though. I mean, yeah. I feel like the comment section is either the best and the worst thing. Obviously, you see the most recently with the Buffalo Bills kicker. You know, they lost, and then he deactivated all of his social media because he was getting death threats, and it was just, like, not good. You know, because people are, man. They're just so brutal. You know, in that space and with all the people that are, I have to imagine, following you or subscribed to you and listening to what you say. I mean, you can't make everybody happy, right?
Oh, man. And bro, it's so funny because my life is actually legitimately like this.
Yeah.
This is my fucking life, bro. And it's just funny that people can not know a damn thing about you and assume they know. I had, like, this fucking, like, black chick. Rarely get, like, black chicks that are, like, hating on who I am, right? And she's like, yeah.
Really, it's all white chicks?
It's not even fucking chicks. It's always white dudes. Right?
Really?
That sounds like racist or anything, but it's always like some white dude.
It's not racist.
Who's always like, oh, you're stealing our culture. I'm like, do you even know where this culture comes from?
Right.
It's literally Azteca and Spaniard and fucking Mexican culture is what it is. And it's just funny, you know? But, like, she's like, Sal, you just look like you're doing too much. You're pretending to be something you're not. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, this should be good. Like, explain to me, like, what I am then. Like, explain to me what I should be, right? Right? And you, like, try doing that. You'll be like, oh, you know, like, black people wear, like, jerseys, and, like, you should probably wear Nikes or something, and, like, maybe,
accurate.
Like, a ball cap, you know? Like, tell somebody they should do that. I'm like, so you want me to be exactly what I'm not?
All right.
So you're saying I should be a stereotype because you like stereotypes? I don't understand. Like, you want to be a fucking basic motherfucker? No.
So your parents were supportive of this the entire time?
This is what my family was, dude. You know, we were never like fucking, I wasn't from that side of the tracks, dude. Like,
but I'm saying, like, you started this, right? And you made the decision to make the leap. You're doing great. You're making money, all those things. But off the rip, when you started this,
like, social media?
Social media, making the videos, stuff like that.
I'll tell you about wrestling in high school. I never had, like, family show up to one game.
Yeah, I understand that.
Now, I know they loved me. I know they loved that I was doing it and shit, but they just never showed up to a game.
Yeah, so at that point, you're telling me basically that you didn't really care what they thought. It was just, you were doing your thing. Not in a malicious way. Yeah. It just, you know, it wasn't a thought at that point.
And maybe they were, like, scared I'd get hurt, you know, at a match or something like that, but they never showed up to a match. Not one time.
Really?
Not one. And so, yeah, man, like, when I started this, it wasn't up to nobody but my damn self. So, you know, my grandmother now, she's always watching my videos, and my nephew watching my videos and shit, and they're always like telling me, and my grandfather will message me if I say something too political. He'll let me know that, like, hey man, you're towing the line between a lot of what your followers are, which is what I was getting at earlier. It's like, you know, a lot of my followers, because I was getting into the political bullshit, but like, a lot of my followers probably are like left leaning on politics because like they don't see much black representation in the cowboy space, especially on the internet. So it's intriguing. So
you think that they're mostly left leaning cowboys though?
No, really? I think the majority of my followers are going to be like right leaning fucking Republicans.
I mean, that's what I'm guessing. I don't know
because that's what I am. I'm right leaning. I don't claim like fucking Republican or Democrat. I'm a right leaning, like, you know, give a fuck about people. That's what I am. I give a fuck about, you know, all the fucked up shit that's going around in this country that's actually hurting our fucking people.
Right.
And so I try not to be too, you know, political, because I know that a lot of them are probably left-leaning people of, you know, diversity.
Because you're going to get everybody on there.
Yeah. They don't get to see shit like this on social media. That's why so many people who are right-leaning fucking hate it, you know? Because they think we're stealing their fucking culture or, you know, their style. But this is everybody's fucking culture, man. And I'm just trying to show more people that this is everybody's fucking culture and you can do it too. No matter what you look like. I'm spiritual. I believe there's a creator.
Okay.
I believe, more so than anything, I believe we're all connected. That there's a force that makes things happen, you know? I think that energy between everybody is what makes things happen.
Yeah,
that's why you can think about somebody and they call you. But no, that's what I believe, man. I believe that Jesus was definitely a real person. I believe
that too.
I believe that God might be that thing that connects all of us.
Yeah. It's crazy. I try to explain to my, I have a 7-year-old, and I try to explain to him, because, you know, he's got all the questions about God and what it is. And I feel like I'm constantly trying to explain to him that that we don't know.
Yeah.
Right? And that, like, no matter what anybody tells you, we still don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a difficult space for him to be in because, you know, you so badly want to understand. And I don't know why I am the way I am, because for me, I was raised Catholic, but I feel like it's... I guess for me, I feel like whatever you think is going to happen to you when you die is what's going to happen to you. I just have a really hard time believing that, you know, you could just sin all week long or all weekend or whatever it might be. And then you go to church on Sunday and, you know, now your sins are forgiven. You're good to go. You're good, clean slate.
I think that's just a ploy to get your fucking money.
That's the other thing that that was the other conversation. I told him, I'm like, listen, it's a business, bruv.
I think at any moment you can decide to be a good person mentally and spiritually. You can decide to be a decent person and change every molecule in your fucking body that is made up of the same energy, right? We're all made up of the same fucking weird ass atom we don't understand and a ball of energy that is between all of us. And I think at any moment you can decide to change every bit of that fucking energy into good. And that's how you get to where you want to go at the end of fucking time.
Right.
I don't think that fucking putting money in a pot and paying fucking 3% of your income or whatever the fuck it is to anybody is how you get to fucking heaven.
The problem that I really have with the churches now is just that.
Yeah.
Right? It wouldn't be such a bad thing if it was like, you know, hey, this is what we need to keep the bills on. Hey, we want to run these events. This is the, you know, can we raising the money.
I think people need that type of space. They need the community of a church, right?
Yeah.
I know, like, my grandmother did, right? My great-grandmother. But so I know some people need that type of space to understand the book. But I think you can be religious. You can be spiritual by yourself. You can believe by yourself. You can pick up the book and fucking read it yourself. Sorry to cuss while speaking about the book. But
no, rock on. Because, I mean, I agree with that, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I think about it. And, man, it's kind of crazy because I think about that a lot. I think about, you know, why people are bad. It goes back to the OnlyFans thing. Not saying OnlyFans makes you bad, but I think some people take the easy route. they move directly off of impulse of what is going to directly make them happy and not what is good.
Some like people, what's actually healthy for you. Like, I can see that.
What is good.
Yeah, I think that's social media in general. I try to stay aligned with that as well, you know. Yeah. So your interests growing up were hunting, like really cowboy shit, right? Yeah. Like you really didn't give a fuck about the TV.
I didn't really get into hunting till later, you know. It was always horses, and I always wanted four-wheelers, couldn't afford one. I always wanted trucks, couldn't afford one as a kid. It was really trying to understand horses, and like I got to the point where obviously, you know, I could build four-wheelers and stuff, and I did that, but I just was never, I'd go to like fucking sports bars and shit, and people would be yelling for a team, and they'd be like, my boys are fucking doing this, we're doing this, we're doing that. I'm like, bro, you're not on the fucking team. Why are we saying we? And yeah, I was like,
I know, I get it.
How my brain worked about that situation. I just never was like intrigued by it. I was like, I'm not fucking playing on that damn team.
That didn't resonate with you at all.
Yeah, never. Fucking, it just didn't resonate. I was like,
and that's how it is for some people.
Yeah,
I get that. I think I've faded with it more with age, because I think also the other thing that's happened with sports for me, I used to really idolize a lot of these people that are athletes and stuff. And then this is more of something that was like obviously back in the day, 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, where, you know, to see a famous person in person was like, whoa.
Yeah, it was like that for me too.
Right. And then now it's like, you know, you can catch up on their lives whenever.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, in our space, obviously you meet a lot of different people, so you become kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, numb to it in a weird way. Not that you know, you still respect them for everything they're doing, but the aura of what they, you know, would have been 20 years ago just because they're not all over the internet is just different.
Yeah, I imagine so. For me, it's like, it's so weird because, like, I used to think like that, but then I moved to this town and, like, the first person I met who was famous, I was like, damn, this shit's not crazy at all. It's just a regular fucking person.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, like, ever since then, I was just like, okay, cool. Like, just meeting regular fucking people. And I'm intrigued by people who are accomplished, no doubt about it. Like, I always want to understand where they're at mentally. And they're always so themselves, right? Like, and that's the thing, right? Most famous people you meet, like, a lot of people think they put on a fucking persona or something to be this person or be a fucking character. What I found is these people are like always them fucking selves.
Yeah.
And confident in it. And that's what people love about them.
You know? The unforgivably yourself attribute is definitely one of my favorites as well. But it is so rare to find. I always say this, and I've said it before on the podcast, where in our travels specifically to L.A., you really meet a lot of people who are not good people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, man. It really is. It's a sad thing because it could be so great. And then you come to somewhere like Nashville and it's the biggest breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it's fucking nice here, man. It's weird. It's the difference between wanting something more than you want to do something.
Right.
Right? Like if you want to be famous more than you want to make content, or more than you want to dress, or more than what made you famous.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, no, I think it has so much, and I feel like not necessarily so much, but almost everything to do with, and some people may agree or disagree with this, but chasing your happiness or trying to accomplish what you would consider to be happy.
Yeah.
I don't really like the term chasing happiness because I don't really feel like you should chase it.
No.
I think you should develop things around you to acquire it and maintain it. But
yeah, it's your own job to make you happy. You should be happy right now in this fucking moment, you know. It's your own job to make you happy. You can't go chase that shit. Now you can be disappointed in yourself and say, okay, I want to do this better, but can't be fucking not happy.
Yeah, I've been trying to do my best right now lately of sitting down and being thankful when I'm in a moment where I feel like I'm going to look back and I'm going to remember that moment and as a fond memory.
Yeah.
And then like kind of being able to be thankful for it within that moment.
Yeah.
And even like last night when we're all hanging out here and we're just kicking it and we're having a good time. It's like fucking what, 3 a.m. Everybody's laughing, joking, playing music, you know. Those are the times where you're like, man, like, these are my people, these are my friends, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Right? And so I try to be even more appreciative for about that as well.
Yeah, bro.
As much as I can be.
Man, we're two motherfuckers sitting on two good fucking chairs with ass cheeks that work and legs that'll stand us up.
Yeah, no doubt.
We're doing better than a lot of fucking people, man.
I wrap up my podcast every time with one question, and it's on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy would you consider yourself to be? And if it's not a 10, what do you think you could do to get yourself to a 10 or maybe closer to a 10?
Bro, I'm always a 10, you know. Sometimes I'll be disappointed in the thing I did today. Like, fuck, you know, my day went a little longer than I would expected. But, like, what the fuck? How am I going to change that? You know, you got to be happy where you're at and the decisions you make to get where you're at. Don't do OnlyFans to get somewhere. You know, fucking, you got to be happy with where you're at. And there's nothing I could do in this moment to change that. Now, right. I can wake up tomorrow and do the same thing all over again, you know.
Right. Just,
you know, try and fucking, you know, make good decisions. That's it. If you're making decisions that you're not happy with, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but I think that's your ultimate freedom. I think that's why, like, you're such an important person is you look at what you're doing and it's you've developed a life around you that is happy,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not, you know, it's not necessarily always contingent on, you know, a bad thing happening and
yeah,
you're
exactly.
ruining your day. You've set yourself up with enough things around you that, like, oh, yeah. I can do this to really bring my spirits up, or I can go here and do this. Like,
exactly. Like, man, bad shit can happen, bro. And as long as, man, you know, as long as you're fucking healthy, you got fucking legs, you can fucking get where you need to go, there's no reason to be fucking unhappy.
No, I agree.
Some people are stuck in unhappiness, bro. Like,
right.
They're stuck there. Like, imagine being a motherfucker who's got, you know, a mental illness and in their mind, they're still capable of doing things, but their bodies will not let them. Imagine wanting to fucking get out of a mental prison. You're just stuck somewhere.
So I've been there, and it is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever like dealt with something like that, but it's when you go into when you dive into a space. This is kind of where I was right before I started my podcast.
Yeah.
When you're sitting in a space all the time where you have nothing to do all day, right? Or you don't have a job, or you don't have anything going on for yourself, or you're not giving yourself things to look forward to. All you want to do is curl up and sleep.
Yeah.
Right. And then like drinking and partying and stuff like that. Everything's fine in moderation, I think.
Yeah.
If you're doing it every night of your life, that's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think that it's also a big, it contributes to depression in just an extreme way. You never like hear a good story at the end of all of that with somebody who's boozing every day and masking what they're doing every day and revolving their life around that. So, but yeah, it kind of just goes back around full circle to maybe make that same point again, actually, but of how you've set your life up to be able to do what you're doing and just,
yeah,
you know, enjoying yourself and being happy. And then also, of course, the biggest freedom of all is making the decisions of how do I want to make this money? Who do I want to make this money with or from,
yeah.
you know, and then kind of going from there. And I think you should be really proud of yourself for that.
I appreciate it, man. I'm fucking... It's good to sit here and chat with you, bro.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you coming on here, for real.
Hell yeah.